From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a warning issued over U.S. security threats. The head of U.S. National Intelligence, James Clapper, told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that cyber attacks are among the major security threats faced by the United States this year.
Cyber criminals remain the most pervasive cyber threat to the U.S. financial sector. They use cyber to conduct theft, extortion, and other criminal activities.
In an annual assessment to the Senate Armed Services Committee, Clapper said the Islamic State remains the preeminent terrorist threat in the world. Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart of the Defense Intelligence Agency told lawmakers the IS group aims to carry out more attacks in Europe, and he spoke of the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear and missile ambitions.
In early January, North Korea issued a statement claiming that it had successfully carried out a nuclear test. And a couple days ago, they conducted their sixth space launch. This launch was the second launch to place a satellite into orbit. The DPRK displayed a new or modified mobile ICBM during their recent parade, and its 2015 test of a new submarine-launched ballistic missile capability further highlight Pyongyang's commitment to diversifying its missile force and nuclear delivery options.
Director Clapper said North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor, while he acquitted Russia's global assertiveness as another Cold War-like spiral. Kenya's Olympic Committee chairman Tuesday did not rule out the possibility that his team will skip the Summer Olympic Games in Rio this year over the Zika virus epidemic. The mosquito-borne disease may be linked to birth defects, prompting concerns among athletes and sporting officials. A suicide car bomber struck near a police officer's club in Damascus Tuesday, killing at least 10, wounding 20 others. It was an attack claimed by the Islamic State. This is VOA News. The United Nations has warned hundreds of thousands of civilians could be cut off from food if Syrian forces encircle the divided northern city Aleppo. It could result in a mass exodus of new refugees to Turkey. Meanwhile, William Spindler, spokesman for the UN Office of High Commissioner for Refugees, urged Ankara Tuesday to reopen its closed border.
Turkey has also allowed a number of vulnerable and wounded people in Turkey. However, many people are not being allowed to cross the border, and we are asking Turkey to open its border to all civilians from Syria who are fleeing danger and seeking international protection, as they have done since the start of this crisis.
Turkey has already given refuge to some 2.5 million Syrians. The border closure in recent days has made it difficult to deliver humanitarian aid to those still on the border. Turkey's foreign ministry summoned the U.S. ambassador to express irritation over remarks by Washington that the Kurdish Democratic Union Party, or PYD, and the militia YPG are not terror groups. Ankara sees them both as part of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has been waging a 30-year guerrilla war for greater Kurdish political and civil rights in Turkey. Socialist Vermont Senator Bernard Sanders and billionaire businessman Donald Trump won their respective Democratic and Republican New Hampshire presidential primary elections Tuesday. Sanders addressed his supporters.
Together, we have sent the message that will echo from Wall Street to Washington, from Maine to California.
Sanders narrowly lost to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in last week's Iowa caucuses. Trump addressed his supporters late Tuesday in New Hampshire.
We are going to make America great again, but we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to beat China, Japan. We're going to beat Mexico at trade. We're going to beat all of these countries that are taking so much of our money away from us.
It was a comeback victory for Trump, who finished in second place in Iowa behind Texas Senator Ted Cruz. The presidential hopefuls now move on to elections and caucuses in Nevada and South Carolina this month. The South African opposition Tuesday has asked the Constitutional Court, the nation's highest, to rule whether Jacob Zuma, the president, broke law by spending over $20 million on a state-funded security upgrade of his home. A government report said Mr. Zuma personally benefited from some of the improvements. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir Tuesday replaced the head of his Joint Chiefs of Staff. He selected Lieutenant General Imadin Adawi to the post, replacing Lieutenant General Mustafa Obeid Salim. No reason given. The U.S. Supreme Court put a hold on President Obama's plan to cut carbon dioxide emissions from the nation's power plants. The regulations were designed to fight climate change. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.